earlier, before day drinking, we were talking about No Kid Hungry, the campaign to feed hungry kids in Illinois and across the country. And I think we were talking about breakfast and how a lot of us took that for granted. I think a lot of us also take laundry for granted.
Yeah.
At least we have access to it. Yes, it might cost a few dollars if you're doing the coin-operated one, or you have one in unit and you don't even really think about it, just the cost of water, which is fairly nominal, although going up. But for a lot of families, the cost of laundry is a substantial thing. And Jason Sowell is joining me. He's the president of the nonprofit Current. Jason, first of all, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Am I accurate in saying that some people take laundry for – am I accurate in saying that some people do take laundry for granted, but for so many families, it is a real struggle to find the money to be able to do it every week or every other week?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A lot of families, they make a very real choice between we're going to buy groceries this week or we're going to wash our laundry.
Wow.
And, you know, food's always going to win out for a family, and as a result, you have a lot of kids that go to school with dirty clothes, and you just kind of trickles down from there on how they approach their education, how other people treat them, and their dignity, and all the way through.
Yeah, I was going to say, because dirty clothes, some people might go, oh, well, so your clothes are a little dirty, do they smell? But it's an empowerment thing. It's a dignity thing, the feeling of clean clothes. I mean, we all know when we put on a clean shirt, it makes you stand up a little bit straighter, makes you feel a little bit more confident going about your day.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell people all the time, you know, take the next 30 days and wear the same outfit to work every day that you wear without washing it. Wear the same gym clothes. Wear the same, you know, casual wear. Everything that you would do, don't wash them for the next 30 days and see how you feel after a few days, and then see how other people start treating you and viewing you. It makes a huge difference in you know, just how you feel and your dignity. And then, you know, someone trying to go have a job interview or trying to go, you know, take care of something in their life, and the way that they get treated and the confidence that they have being able to wear clean clothes versus not as clean clothes.
So, Current Initiatives, you're the president of that of the nonprofit. What are you doing in Chicago? It's this morning, right?
It is, yeah. It's this morning, 10 a.m. And we're in Chicago because we have a great team of people, volunteers in Chicago that work with us on these projects. And Chicago is a great city. Chicago is a great city for so many reasons. But just like any other city, Chicago also has its share of poverty. And, you know, in a city this large, one of the biggest struggles that a lot of low-income families have is being able to wash their clothes because, you know, laundromats are a little more expensive here. You have a lot of families that really don't have those kind of facilities in their building or in their home. So we try to bring it here and help as many people as we can.
It's going to be going on at a Lavanderia and at 3319 West 55th Street. Is it a matter, do you guys already have you chosen the families that you're going to wash their clothes for free? Or can people, maybe if you know someone that is in the neighborhood or is struggling with those choices, can they bring in laundry this morning? Talk to us about the logistics of how this works.
Yeah, absolutely. It is, it's open to the public. It's not, it's first come, first served basis is how we treat it. So. Someone shows up, you know, if there's a line, we put them in line, we get their name, we have refreshments for them while they hang out, and we have a team of volunteers that are in the laundromat assisting them. We don't do the laundry for them, they do it themselves, but we put the quarters and machines for them, we have soap for them, everything, we have entertainment for their kids, stuff to just make a laundromat a little more like a community center and give them, you know, a smile on their face and a place that largely is not a fun place to hang out.
Yeah, and this is just part of a broader project with what you do at Current. Talk to us about this, about your nonprofit.
Sure. Yeah, we are focused on what we call overlooked needs, one of those things being laundry. And everything that we do, we want to do with empowerment to the family. We want to bring dignity to the family. I think a lot of times when it comes to charity, we do it very undignified for the people we're helping, all in good heart. And so we try to find ways to bring some dignity to family as we do it. So, for example, example, we do laundry. We do some home renovations for families that are working class that just don't have the money to overcome the problems on their home. And we do a thing at Christmas called Affordable Christmas where they can shop for new unused items, but about a tenth of the retail cost. And so it keeps their dignity intact and empowers them, makes it a little more affordable for them as they try to provide things for their family.
It's interesting you say that we do, sometimes it's all in good heart. I think when people give, it is, they genuinely want to give and help people. But
yes.
What sort of charities do you see, not necessarily a specific charity, but what sort of actions do you see that isn't as dignified as maybe what you guys are trying to do? I guess for people that don't understand what you mean by that, if you could explain it a little bit more.
Sure. Yeah. I'll give you an example from a Christmas event that we do. We had a father, single dad, bought a bicycle for his son, was really excited about it. And he talked about, in his own words, he says, now I get to go home and be the hero to my kid. And his son wanted a bicycle for Christmas. He wasn't able to afford it, told his son he couldn't afford it. And a lot of times what we would do typically is we would go, man, that guy's poor. Let's get him a bicycle for his kid. Let's not just do that, but let's also provide food for him, a meal, and all that kind of stuff. And we would show up to his house and give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's emasculating for that father. And that sends a message to that son that, well, my dad couldn't take care of it, but these rich people outside my neighborhood could take care of it. And in a scenario like that, you know, that's very undignifying for him. But if we can provide a way for him to be able to take care of that need for his son himself, rather than us fulfilling the need, but just giving him a little hand up in that, that's more dignifying. And that's more empowering to him. And it sends a good message to his son at the same time.
It's really interesting that you say that, and you know, I think about that because a lot of times with some toy drives, a lot of times it's not the family members giving them the toys. And again, there's a lot of great organizations that mean well, we're not trying to say that Toys for Tots or any organization is undignified, but it is important to let the parents be the one or the figures to help them to provide for their kids, as opposed to, like you say, just kind of helicoptering in and dropping off and leaving.
Yeah, absolutely. And for example, like with the laundry, that's why we don't do laundry for a family. You know, we could very easily just have them drop it off. We take care of it for you and we'll give it back to you. But there is a thing about them being able to do it. And then also, and, you know, conversely, not just for them as a family, but also for the laundromat owner, because they're a small business in that community. And so we don't ask that laundromat owner to do it for free or open up their prices. We raise the money and we spend the money and we give it to that small business owner because we want that business to grow as well, because that's better for the neighborhood. That's empowering to an entire neighborhood if a business is existing and able to also help out their community in a small way.
This is the fourth time you've been able to do this in Chicago. It's at 3319 West 55th Street. And again, that's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. If people are interested in helping out your organization as a whole, where can they find out more information, Jason?
Yeah, they can go to our website at engagecurrent.org. And they can find, you know, all our projects there. They can volunteer, donate online, anything like that.
Jason, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on.
No, absolutely. And Esmeralda, I got to say that is a really interesting point about the charity. I don't know if that struck you. I had never really thought through that very much, the idea of, you know, you don't want to just look like you're just dropping off some stuff and leaving.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's a whole, just this big entity shows up and goes, here, we brought you stuff.
Right.
It's like, it's nice, you know, for kids at least,
mm-hmm.
to know that the parents are kind of have a hand in that.